Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Miguel DeLone. Batting second. The third baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vaughn Hayes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Len Barker. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Milbourne reaches second base with a double. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vaughn Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Hayes trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Manning moves to second. Two outs. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-1 in the game. Delone takes first base on ball 4. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Milburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delone moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Delone steals third. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive towards first. Boggs catches it and steps on first to double up Milburn. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove juggles the ball. That's an error on Hargrove. Miller moves to second. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson bunts towards third. Milburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller scores. Hoffman moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hassey moves to third. Two outs. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hasse scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fishlin. The throw from Allinson and he is out, Hoffman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Delone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milburn moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milburn moves to third. Hargrove moves to second. Two outs. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Milburn scores. Hargrove scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hasse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hasse moves to second. Alan Bannister pinch hits for Jack Perkins. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Milburn now playing second base. Mike Fishlin now playing third base. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-0 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Remy bunts towards the mound. Barker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fishlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Delone hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Milburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fishlin moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Fishlin moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fishlin scores. Hargrove moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski misplays the ball. That's an error on Dibzinski. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Boggs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Indians. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dan Spillner now pitching. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evans moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Miguel Delone. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo now playing left field. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Romberg pinch runs for Andre Thornton. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hayes bunts in front of the plate. Allinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergmeier fires to first and has Hayes trapped. There's the throw to Hoffman, who tags Hayes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Toby Hara now playing third base. Mike Fishlin now playing shortstop. Dave Stapleton pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a pop-up into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.